Counsel. No, she was just filling in. Name was Olivia D.
What about the
Dewis?
Scott Davis.
Is. Not since he called and said he was going to resign.
Okay, that was last year. I was just wondering how he was doing health wise.
I'm going to give him a holler and check.
Okay.
No.
Well
hopefully the length of time that it's going to take us to do this meeting is longer than it's going to take to find the damn council. No. The longest meeting we've had on record has been over a week. We had Scotty Franks took about 4 or 5 days. What was the lady that was the captain? What's her name? Gauthier. Debbie Gauthier.
Yeah.
That took about 7 or 8 days.
Wow.
When I first started here, we used to end up sometimes when we were over in the old county building,
mm-hmm.
we'd go till 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning.
Really? What was driving it?
Hmm?
What was driving it?
So usually their hearing would drive that.
Ah, okay.
When we had hearings, especially something centered around termination.
Right.
They used to take a while.
Yeah.
There was a lot of overturn. Back in those days, we had a lot of weak termination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both Whitey and
Guffey
had their jobs back, but they were both promoted to lieutenant.
Yeah. So. Guffey might have made it had she not insulted the sheriff in front of us.
Who was the sheriff at the time?
Moran, it was Keller.
Keller, I think it was.
Yeah, Keller was sheriff of both of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was chairman on both of those hearings. And I think the vote ended up on Gauthier was 3-2.
Okay.
And I was kind of leaning her way until that occurred and she did it in front of us. No, you ain't gonna do that.
Right.
The pre-hearing conference took a week because of all the battles about different evidence and stuff, and they wanted her personal journal and all kinds of stuff. So I had to go, I had to sit, me and counsel sit for 2 days going through it. Then I sit with her and told her what she had to give up and what she didn't have to give up. And so it was, that was nuts. And then if it looked like we could get through the most of it that day, I would try to hold it as long as you could. At midnight, I said, okay, we're going home. We'll be back tomorrow.
my apologies. Not looking at the clock.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let's call the order of the Civil Service Board meeting for the Metropolitan Police Department for October 23rd, 2025. First order of business will be to call the roll. We have Mr. Scott Davis, counsel, Mr. Jason Lefkowitz, myself, Elgin Simpson, Greg Smith, and Mr. Cameron Daggett, Mr. Adam Markwell for the department, and Jamie Frost, counsel for the department. Please identify yourself by voice, please.
Scott Davis.
Jason Lutkowitz.
Elgin Simpson.
Gregory Smith.
Cameron Dadgar.
Adam Markwell.
Jamie Frost.
Next order of business will be public comment. Anyone wishing to make a comment about any item on the agenda, please step forward and do so. Hearing none and seeing none, the next order of business will be approved. The minutes of the regular meeting held on September 25th, 2025. Motion or comment?
Motion to approve.
I'll second the motion.
Moved by Mr. Smith and second by Mr. Daggett. Cast your vote, please. Display. Motion carries. Second order of business will be the consent agenda. Mr. Markwell.
So for the board's consideration today, we have 9 eligibility lists, 7 open competitive consisting of police recruit for September, police recruit NTN for September, corrections recruit for September, corrections recruit NTN for September, deputy sheriff for October, network systems analyst 1, cybersecurity, forensic scientist 1, seized drugs, and then 2 promotional lists consisting of corrections lieutenant and senior crime scene analyst. And I'm available for any questions that you may have about any of those.
Questions or comments? Motion, please.
I give a motion.
Second.
Who made the motion? Cameron. Motion by Mr. Deggert. Second by Mr. Lefkowitz. Cast your vote, please. Display. Next order of business will be the approval of the Civil Service Board meeting schedule. Anybody got problems? Motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Lefkowitz. Cast your vote, please. Motion carries. Next order of business will be approval of computer forensic lab supervisor, commission, title, change, and class specification update.
So this is the same item that we did discuss last month, and primarily this is for a title change, to change it from limiting it to forensic lab supervisor, opening it up more to digital investigations. So there are no substantive changes elsewhere in the class spec. And just like last week, I am available for questions that you may have about the spec that you do have in your packet.
Questions or comments? Motion.
I'll provide a motion to approve.
Second. Motion by Mr. Deckard, second by Mr. Lefkowitz. Cast your vote, please. Display. Motion carries. Next order of business will be public comment. Anyone have any comments about any item on the agenda or not, please step forward and do so. Hearing none and seeing none, this meeting's adjourned.